The group, sponsored by the Madison Campus Ministry, spent 2 weeks in Israel as the guests of Palestinian, Muslim, and Christian students from an interfaith college near the Sea of Galilee. While their goal was to promote peace and understanding, they found much of their time was spent breaking down stereotypes and talking about the impending war with Iraq.
Almost everyone we met mentioned that, telling us not to send troops.
21-year-old Craig Simonson and his fellow students found one of the biggest challenges of their trip to Israel was talking about the war and explaining the difference between the idea of America and individual Americans like themselves.
People there are so in love with America, the idea of America, and so in love with Americans. You know, they're so eager for Americans to come over there. Like, Americans like us, not troops, you know. They're like, don't send troops, send more of, you know, we want to see you.
Team member Tomek Krizostaniak says the UW team heard over and over from their Palestinian hosts that a war with Iraq would mean suffering for Arabs in Israel.
Because they are worried that if the world's focus turns to Iraq and this upcoming war, that they will be forgotten, as they already have been, and that Sharon will be able to go in and employ some of his tactics.
Tomek's reference to the tactics of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon may make it sound like the UW group came home with pro-Palestinian view of the Middle East. But 22-year-old religious studies major Matt Lay says that's not the case.
I don't want to be pro-Palestinian at the expense of being anti-Israeli, and I don't want to be pro-Israeli at the expense of being anti-Palestinian, because then I would be doing what I don't like people do. I don't like what other people do, is putting people in boxes. And the only pro anything that I would be pro justice. And I want to tell people not necessarily these stories. I want to get these stories out, but not for the purpose of inciting like compassion for the Palestinians, but compassion for humanity. And that violence is being perpetrated, and it's wrong, and it's being perpetrated on both sides.
Matt and his fellow students hope to help promote their vision of justice in the Middle East by telling the stories of the people they met on their trip. Those people include a Muslim-Palestinian psychology student who's dedicated her life to treating Jewish-Israeli soldiers who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder brought on by their role in policing the West Bank. They also met a woman who had a Rosa Parks kind of experience on an Israeli bus. After being thrown off the bus by an Israeli driver, she's teamed up with a Jewish peace activist to hold daily interfaith prayer vigils in Jerusalem. And many of the Palestinian students they stayed with said they have Jewish girlfriends and boyfriends, although they must keep that secret from their parents. One of the Madison Group's organizers, Bill Conover, says his goal is to use these stories to create more dialogue between Jews and Muslims on the Madison campus and promote more exchanges with the college in Israel.
The most important thing to do really is to get Americans and Palestinians and Israelis and Israeli Jews mixed together, you know, telling each other the story. The media just not giving a deep enough picture for us to understand what's happening there and what potentially positive role Americans can have there. And just not getting the story. We need to increase the exchanges.
Conover says while this group spent almost all their time with Palestinians, he's convinced the future exchanges can include more contact with Israeli Jews and that American Christian students can help bridge the gap between the two cultures that now appear to be increasingly polarized. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.